This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
All right. Omar Seichel, yeah?
I have it in the archives, but... Is there an extra copy? I forgot to bring my hard copy.
Up to, not including the beginning of Nun Zion. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Okay, somehow I have a...
So we explain that a person has a different metzias in different kufis of the Bria. There's also going to be a difference in the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Neshama say the Hagin Vaday, Ki Chol Dover Shtar Shem Yushav Al Akpanah Mekor Meshaytay. Vata Shavar. So obviously, so let's explain to me that flip side of it. Amar Seichol, Re'i, Yesh HaTzomim HaGashnim VaTzomim Ruchim. We have physical beings and spiritual beings. You see what kind of difference in it. And you see the difference in how much ha'ara there's the ruchim and how much the gashmi. And we spoke last time about the difference that itself defines ruchim and gashmi is the level of ha'ara. So anything we do that's focused on physical needs and physical framework is available. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga reflects that. Adrabe, manche mitoyler derech bedrach shel elo, ach inyanim aruchnim zeh derech yishkem arpanim vispar, shemelem bektusha vzeh pashut. Mitevi ato, kishtayim elo hei moistus hanidrosi yisvah chashim kol buon. Midas has to punish him. All mistat megala da koydim. Midas has to punish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own hanhaga as well splits into two: the has to punish and the gilu punish. And the type of hanhaga that we tend to have in this world is the has to punish hanhaga. The hanhaga of the other world is haras punish. So mida connected mida, we don't see. It's not even mida connected mida as much as in the context, the appropriate context. But what we have in this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behesta. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us only in ways that are mustar, not really begolim. Closer, for divrei gashmis hateva laz im pleshet la'or, mashad baruch hu masim la'olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, is misleading us by din of the hest upon him. The achinyan eruchim zeh derech yishkoin arpanu v'yisparuch shomel amit kushosu v'zeh pasha. V'teidi ato kishtayim elos hei moises hanegosu yisparuch shoshu kol buo. Midas hest upon him. So when we're looking to say what are the elementary interactions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bria, we're going to answer Helam or Hester Panim. And the truth is, in a certain sense, let's give an example. On a computer screen, you can see an infinite variety of images. But really, down at the bottom, every image is either pixel lighting up. Every pixel has two states, lit up and not lit up. That's it. There are no other states. But the whole complex picture comes about through variations of that. So really, if we ask ourselves, what is the metzias of the world, we're going to say it's all it's one thing is kaveh, Hester and Gili. There are just so many variables that you can get an infinite amount, but the dominating feature in this world is Hester. So nature and everything we see in this world are all really manifestations of Hester Panim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, everything is seen in a way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not seen. And as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Hogu, that's how the Bria is. So that means if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to do something, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to intervene, he will choose most likely not to intervene with Goli. He will not choose it, because the Anhaga today is Anhaga Behesta. That's the Tzurit Anhaga, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose not to intervene. Can Ibrahim Agassim Akur Nalibra Vesta Panim? Anything that we find that is very material, it's because there's a lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilu. In other words, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to create something very coarse or thick or something like that, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mayor into whatever it is. There was a lack of Ha'ara as opposed to a coarseness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to make things coarse. If he takes away the Ha'ara, then Mele stuff by itself. There was, if I don't show my hand, and you don't see what I'm doing and how I'm doing, why I'm doing, then automatically it leaves the sense of being by itself, on its own, not coming from anywhere. So now, the person, whether or not there will be ha'aras panim in a person, more ha'ara, really depends on the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not infusing any ha'aras panim into the Bria, and therefore we can choose which way we'll go with it.
To see it, he's not infusing it, but it's there.
Well, we'll see. What are the tikkunim that make something more haras panim? It's usually how you act with something, how you deal with something, how you bring out something. It's your interaction with something that makes that kind
of thing.
Yeah, but it's much more. It's the whole package. If you do mitzvahs, and you take a chayfetz and you're using it as a mitzvah, you're sort of giving it meaning that is not physical. You're showing the ruchnis of it. And let's take an example. Food appears to us as something very material. You want it, you like it, you take it, you grab it, you eat it. But let's say a person is in the habit of giving it, and he's always finding something to give it to. So all of a sudden, that whole food takes on a different flavor, different tzura. This is something that's across the board. The question is the language you use, the terminology, what you stress. But of course, that is the way we do it.
Adrab.
So if a person is magbir his guf, the guf goes more and more chayshach, and the neshama becomes less and less visible. Well, the hefek means that in his gabal yitzur v'yasim edak evo, that I call it, just the gabal and neshama la guf for the sacrifice. The ata, tiri simu roishol oylam, uma bein dorik admoin dorim basroi. Now you'll see the difference in the previous Doros, which are good Doros and like Doros to us who are benighted. The whole world is also on fulfilling itself physically. I said it last graduation, there was an article in The Economist about, this is going back a year ago, that one of the things that they're trying to be aimed on is, why does a person have a brain that so much of it is devoted to things that are useless, like art and music and philosophy and learning and all that stuff? It puts you at an evolutionary disadvantage. Imagine all of that brain could be there for how to grow better crops and how to eat better and so on. You know, or lehepek, we'd be missing that part of brain and we'd have a much simpler structure. So that's a big puzzle. So so one carrot they gave was, and don't laugh, for shiduchim, that since anything that's an advantage of somebody else attracts more mates, like, you know, brighter colored feathers and so on. So I guess the guy who happened to speak on art music was a little more but that was one teretz. The other teretz was much more convoluted in that. But I said, you know, we look at the same facts as science, and we ask ourselves, why is so much of the brain devoted for hunting and fishing and in shelter and with tachsodom? I said, we're both on the same set of facts. It's just that our question is a very different question. But it's amazing that, you know...
It comes out the same answer, though. Who can support Shaduchim?
Okay, good. He's practical. It's something that... So the person says to himself, you know, so much effort is expended on Tvonosha Mabekach, it doesn't make any sense. Another person looks at it and says, it can't be that. There's something deeper in a person.
The question that Rebbe formulated, would you say that it's... That's a
quarrel
of the world that
it on the reason of the fact that we do have, I mean, the matzah before was, you know, Malach HaShas, what's suddenly Basar and suddenly Yayin, but we were not capable of living that way because we sinned. You know, sometimes the things come too easy and, you know, it's like somebody has no worries, no problems, and it's cushy, he doesn't worry. So it required a balance between the two.
Right, even on what you're talking about, the structure was such that he had to deal with chet, which is inefficient, so that he could vasisim atem, right? In other words,
vasisim atem could have been just by the avdol shomer. He had one mitzvah and one avera. Had he succeeded in that, that would have been called vasisim atem.
Right, but even in that, it's an inefficient system to have somebody worrying about that. Do I eat from the tree? Don't I eat from the tree again?
Correct. But everything good. Okay, so you're right. But the question
evolutionarily, the question assumes existence as the good. We assume overcoming the challenge. So Mamela,
we also have a different. We also have a very different definition of what existence is. In other words, to us, a person who's physically alive but not much, but nothing else.
Russia Bechayim.
The person along is saying, I'm doing well. A guy's retired for 30 years. He gets up in the morning, he fishes, he eats breakfast, he takes a jog. So we ask ourselves, what's the point of it? We really don't see the point of it. When Reb Nosson Zvi was Nifta, I said a hesped in one of the places. Was in Ariel Shul in Dunwoody in Atlanta. It's a kiruv shul. I looked around the audience, and I said, no, it's not the place for. They didn't know who Reb Nosson was, what, and so on. So I spoke about what it was like. I put Reb Nosson in their shoes, walking to Mishi for the first time, and so, you know, that type of stuff. But I said, there's a chazal. I said, my brother-in-law was sick and got sicker, you know, as time went on. He had Parkinson's, and it became more difficult. He became more and more worn out and sort of falling apart. I said, let me tell you our perspective on it. There's a chazal that says, Toiv Yoimavis Yomi Boldoy, marshal to two ships that were in a dockyard, coming into the dock. One ship was an old sea vessel that was coming in from its final journey. It was old, beaten, worn, and the other one was a brand new ship being launched. So nobody paid attention to the old ship that was sort of limping back home and for its final journey, and everybody was bored. It was booing and oaring about the ship that was going out to sea. And a Chacham Echad said, Shaitim, this new vessel, you have no idea, will it survive? Will it bring cargo? Will it do what it's supposed to do? But, yeah, the other one, the one coming home, you know what it's accomplished and it's come down. That's the one you should have this final spell. He said, America is built on the worship of beauty that youthful is beautiful. So somebody at 80 looks like he's 18, like he's never done a stitch of work in his life, never worried about anything, never thought about anything. He just looks baby-faced. That's considered pretty. That's considered good-looking. I said, our vision is something else. When somebody looks like every inch of his body has been used up, that, you know, every his brow has been furrowed for a lifetime, his hands at work, that's beauty. And it's a very, very different sense of beauty. An 80-year-old man who looks as virgin as an 18-year-old, done very little in his life. It's a turnoff for us. When somebody looks oiskehar, you know, there's a word in Yiddish, like an old skein, and say somebody who's worked through to the bone, like to the core, he's changed his work. He's that's something that we're very, very you know, that's beauty to us.
Yeah,
to be correct.
I remember you once spoke about there was an advertisement for a fasting pill on Yom Kippur, and it said, look at Ne'ila like you look at Kol Nidre.
Yeah.
What a bizarre.
Yeah, it's right.
You look at Ne'ila like you look at Kol Nidre.
Right.
What a total waste of it.
My father's been involved. Like he had different musagim. So as a shamus in shul, he went to a lot of different levayas and he did a lot of functions. So there's a levaya where it's like he noticed they ushered the family out, then they brought the casket in, then they brought the family in, then they brought it out. They ushered the family. Yeah, there's a lot of new parading. So he asked the guy, "What is it all about?" Says they try to be makbid, the family shouldn't see the aron being put in or out because it might break their hearts. Something like that. So my father said, you know, maybe there are times in life when a broken heart is actually a good thing. Maybe the heart is not always supposed to be so stout and you know, maybe there's a time when a person's heart is supposed to skip a beat and have someone give his life. Yeah, that's my father not made in business. okay, so he says,
if Hashem helps.
He magged the other one, a scoop of my shlitoi. Okay. B'shorosh kazeh oshabana. Okay. Guf pro od niyachid behes the panim or as panim. Akeinu mitzvus ocher. Bashenkin neshama. Brua b'haras panim. Akeinu kiyem sinitzkes b'yosu zaka. V'omnom. Im magbadam is guf from ashtitoy. He knows about from midas shumayde ki imded loy. Then he got self panim. Because Baruch Hu takes where you want to go. If your hanhaga is within heaven, because Baruch Hu takes there. ומכאן נמצא שירוחק מאור החיים מן החכמה ודעס ומשוקה וזבל זו מסחומיס ואלום הזה. So it's a cycle. It's sort of a vicious cycle, if you want to call it. It keeps looping around and around. If a person is more and more involved in himself, he becomes more and more involved in himself. He becomes more and more looped in himself. He becomes things of the physical world. Vitiri says, שזהו מה שקורא לו מתחילה, עוזר אחרי מזה. This is what happened. כי ביועיס שהולך אחרי נהם, בשליטה הגוף אולי נשמה, על כן גם שפור חולך עם המס לפרים. So, you know, they march in tune. לא רמה מתחילה בזה זה בטר הולכם, ומן היום הוא בהולה כל המל לפיו, גם שאת מלא. והחכמה הולך הטוב ומסתק עם לאדם. So basically, this is what was mentioned before, the klala of a person having to be osek in the physical world and being physical and getting involved in the physical is his own course. This is the world you want, this is the world you have.
The irony is that we're saying that there is, this is a klolo, but the klolo can also allow you to access human bottom if you approach it correctly.
Correct, because like if you make the move, so in a certain sense, ultimately, you're the one that creates that type. It comes out at the end when things will be misukin, you'll have made the takana from. It's like somebody who is, you know, because his meisim is cast aside, but when he lifts himself up from the bootstraps, he was able to accomplish something incredible, even though he was so nitche, he still managed to put himself together. So there's always the flip side that you know, when a person becomes a baltruva in such a matzah, he comes back. In the gvul of his seichel, that's his machshavis. Halitiri, anara kot leyakim aichochma lezara leklau. A young boy has no shayches to chachma and doesn't care for it. So his circle of intelligence, circle of sense of things is very small. Al adam kol tinik berach ways a sefer leyachshav sheish tov kimavol meshosas behem. Playing, hacking, patchkin, that's. As his mind becomes like Yoshua Sazman Sukhan Yoisa, he wants more important things. But that's Viluya. Kainu Lakhosa Minanushi, Kashaya Sikhlam Mushba Meari Rabba, Lay Moitsim Kurasurak Alamanachma, or Mashal Tabemis. When they had big seichel, big das, they would find Hano only from things that are important and big. Ukshain Sikhlam Mushba, Ina Makil Dava Toyb Alahla Ulam Artalazu. Bine ze rash and asim achachetu sh'odom. Shavusa ashpo v'orah min amin anushi v'nishu t'vuyim ach v'divei achum v'yisagas. Ela shetikin akhmanish brochu l'yisrael b'makim peyru avem kilkulem v'egel u'shapishem v'chotosom v'nishu ha'oilom b'afeilo v'darchei ateva medumim. Loikeit, v'yoyso de mashes nishmosei oz gamar kosh brochu yopan v'elo v'yaleili l'godli az kech nashrofim. There were some doors that were more and some doors less. Uri shekashet novim protim mitzias from the neshama tzavim as the panim aras panim k'moshim v'chol chuluki protim in azeh novim emela klali sidan gosis bashanor b'manik zelomoy idn tevi torach asashol v'nira kamachach megdolon emoitzim an hagazois v'nira gamkin kamikikol lo adam sheboy b'nira v'maisach tolikol oylam v'mashar rosh hazoi. So basically he's saying that so he's giving a little bit of a different type to han hagazach and shbaruch hu are sort of parallel to the anhagis of the person himself in terms of, is he living in a physical world or in a spiritual world? In a ruchnistic world or a material world? And in line with that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is naive with the person. That's the person Mahalo. I'm thinking, you know, Rabbi Chanan says that, you know, people look to Rabbi Carson because of Taivis and so on. I'd like to think about it a little bit nuanced, a little bit differently. When the world was interested in looking for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, for a deity, then we looked at the world as with a creator. today, because science is not interested in a god, so they see the world more and more in terms of the physical, you know, everything. It's a closed physical box. No need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that sort of a hanhaga goes parallel. If you want to see it that way, you'll find more and more pieces of the puzzle, and it'll fit in the way you want to fit it in.
Confirmation bias.
Yeah. But it's more that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see yourself as, you know, a physical little being, and that's all there is, it will reinforce itself. You'll see more and more of it. So a lot of it has to do with how you're looking at it. What are you seeing? What do you expect to see in the world?
In terms of the material wealth that people have, you know, we see it all over the board. In other words, there's some people that have a lot of wealth that clearly are very mishuka in Olam Hazeh, and it seems like the person like with them is, in very much that way. There are very few, but there are some Baalei Chesed who just give away amazing amounts of their money, and you see that they... But, like, everybody else in between, it's hard to see a relationship between the shefa of material things on some people and the way in which they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words...
You know what? It has to affect you. If the world is primarily the physical world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fellow who's helping you. Even if you're very frum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the guy who helps the business run and helps it prosper and makes... gives good ideas to the caterer on how to make the Pesach good and so on. And a person sees it through the eyes of his kugel, you know, that's an insidious bit. It's a yes, in some ways he's a Elohim, he sees a brain show and so on. But at the end of the day, he has his way of making it more humanistic.
So what we say that it's a much more internal process. It's
correct.
Almost like not. We can never know. We can never know how a person. And there's an infinite scale of people's ability to.
Correct. And a very varied. There are different ways. Some person in the world of midas can see things as very. There's a chumris of midas. It's me, and he upset me. He got me angry. And I don't have to stand this. I don't have to take this. Blah, 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 blah. And you know, and on the other hand, in money you could see differently, and the other hand, in Tivus is different. It's so many aspects, so many things. It's not linear. It's not monochrome. It's very, very complex. As complex as the world.
Is it wrong to call that part of Mida Kenega Mida Mida the way that I see it, or it's not really Mida Kenega Mida?
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do anything to upset the boat. If you're seeing it through the eyes of Hishtaz, that requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reply in kind, and I mean, to make any movement.
It does, that is a
meaning. It's a meaning, but it's almost locked into...
Right, yeah.
Okay, good.
By a guy, I mean, Kohl is a shock to the guy also, right? In other words, the guy sees...
Correct, correct.
...the godliness in the world of many...
Correct, correct, correct. So, to some degree, of course. But except Kaiser has a much sharper version of it. Kaiser is, you know, they see it, of course, as you know, in its glory, and it's that everything. But in Echonami...
You do meet going that are so... that seem very God-centered.
Listen, our Amunah is that the type of Amunah that is expected of us, where it's all... is not shaykh to Masol.
It's not shaykh.
They believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a koach. I can't read minds. They believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a koach within the Bria. Leharaya, it's very rare that you find a hisaskus with somebody. When somebody says it's all rook, it's all the baseball games are just not. This is just not. That's just not. The level of asek and.
You
say the Einod Mubad and Mizan, at the end of the day, except for Ruchnias and Das, right. Like nothing exists. I don't know, you know, it's hard to see that. Almost all of them can speak about goodness and be fine people and good people and so on. This is a very unique.
I'm talking about people who seem to see God in everything in their lives.
I can't, you know, it's very hard to put this in someone else's mind. I don't know what to tell you. So, after Yotzeklal, Yotzeklal, I'm not seeing something right, I don't know.
Is that right? Does the Dalskers themselves say, but I'm not in my bar, I'm a screw from Masha, you know, other than you spark, how, the media should go to it, can't give them.
So he speaks of Mida Kineged Mida. The way I was explaining it, it's a lot more like, that's the Metzias, I'm not sure. I don't know quite how to,
If he refers to his Midikegemito, why is Rebbe stepping back from...
Because his whole expression till now was almost automatic. The person is locking himself into a world that's called cool Chamrius, and therefore everything is seen through the lens of Chamrius. It's almost as if that's what you're doing. And yet he speaks of Midikegemito, and he's like, but Shparo, who is doing it. So I'm not sure how to go with that.
So is Rebbe pointing out a dichotomy in...
I'm going to understand two slightly different messages, and the whole lead-up seems to be an automatic process that you're generating, and then he makes this jump to this.
So wouldn't that mean that both of these things are true? That is, wouldn't that mean that
correct, but
our own internal world is going to be shaped
right.
by our perceptions?
And also,
even more so,
we'll get back.
That
yes, that does seem to come true. Yes, correct.
That's more the idea of Ashkocha piece. Right?
Correct. That
Ashkocha.
Right. Ashkocha, right.
And it seems that there's a part of that that's not Ashkocha at all. In other words, the part in which we've colored our own perception.
Exactly. That's the lead up over here.
And once you've done that, Hashem will give you.
And also, right. So both of our tools are Ashkocha. We'll also not make any effort to like. Chris Yamsu, whether you believe it or not, it slapped in your face. It kind of boom. There's no way to explain it. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
good. Thank you. So we'll talk about a couple weeks. Yeah.